Fellowship in 1959, and Synchronicity worked one of its wonders. He worked with Bruno Klopfer, a Jungian analyst and a professor at the University of California at Los Angeles, and then he saw J. Marvin Spiegelman in personal analysis. Kauai's first dream was prophetic. He was picking up Hungarian coins with an old Taoist sage engraved on them. The dream symbolizes Kauai's individuation process, which has involved connecting East and West. In ancient pre-Buddhist Japan, the culture was matriarchal. The main Shinto deity was the sun goddess, whereas in most cultures the sun is a masculine god. It's noteworthy that Kauai, in the last phase of his Jungian psychoanalytic training, did his thesis on the Japanese sun goddess. In archetypal Japan, light and energy emerged from the dark feminine, much as they did in the Gnostic religion, Taoism, and Jung's psychology, the anima. We could say that Kauai sets his dark yin stone next to Jung's light yang stone, and that together they form a whole and provide us with meaning that glows and radiates. Professor Kauai of Kyoto University, the first Jungian psychoanalyst in Japan, is an ambassador providing us with new understanding derived from the perspective of someone rooted in the East. Although Kauai has authored or edited over 50 books in Japanese, this is only his fourth book to be translated into English. His first book in English, The Japanese Psyche, 1982, won a National Literary Award in Japan. Kauai's second book, The Buddhist Priest Mioe, A Life of Dreams, 1988, is about the dream journal of an extremely devout but simple 13th century monk. His third book, Dreams, Myths, and Fairy Tales in Japan, 1995, is a superb collection of Professor Kauai's Eranos lectures. In addition to being a well-known writer, psychologist, and sand play therapist, Kauai has a keen sense of humor and plays the flute beautifully. While he was staying at my home during the Fei lectures, birds would line up on a branch outside his window and listen to him play. Talk about being in tune with nature. The present volume's first chapter deals with Kauai's personal koan. Am I a Buddhist and, or, a Jungian? His honest reflection parallels Jung's early skepticism about Buddhism, which synchronistically concerned Japanese or Zen Buddhism, and later his positive regard for Buddhist teaching and the immense help and profound meaning it gave him. Kauai also shares how, in his work with clients, he's moved from a position of ego curing to one of no ego healing. In addition, he describes the evolving silence in his work and how integrityful it feels just to sit with and listen to his clients. It almost sounds as if Kauai is a Zen master or now embodies Taoist sage consciousness. As he puts it, being there, absent-minded. In the second chapter, The 10 Ox-Herding Pictures and Alchemy, Kauai reveals how the individuation process is symbolically and meaningfully revealed in two philosophical and artistic picture series, one Eastern and one Western. Kauai then focuses on an additional set of ox-herding pictures done by a modern Japanese woman, which shows, as does a swan maiden found in the healing spring of an 8-year-old Japanese girl's sand play therapy, that the feminine is reasserting itself in today's Japanese culture, coming full circle to reunite with the ancient sun goddess. Kauai's third chapter, What is I?, stands the concept of the Western ego on its head. It was necessary for me to listen to Kauai's complicated yet simple analysis of ego a second time before I began to comprehend it. Kauai's view of the ego and the self is grounded in Japanese culture,